You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello. We're just a little happy today. So hello. Hi, everyone. This is Elizabeth Powell with Tech Trend Investments.
And this is Joseph Grassa with Tech Trend Investments. And let's start it off with a big chant.
Just a little excited today. Go East.
Let's go East.
So I guess we should always open up on our sentiment for how we are feeling in the markets right now. And go East.
Let's go East.
Go East. We're up 20% in a week. Since last week, we're up over 20%, and it's rallying right now. And we'll tell you why. Every single time, we like to explain the reason why the markets do what they do. And hopefully, you're following along and get a little bit of an insight. But we've hit every single target, knock on wood. Again, this is do your own research, not financial advice. Past performance is not indicative of future performance, but we've hit every single target for the last 18 months. So we're very excited. Like, go crypto. There's a lot of big news coming out this week, a lot of big events happening this week that is also being optimistic with rallying the market. I'll talk about those in a little bit, but go ETH.
Let's go ETH.
We're optimistic right now. So ETH is hovering. Well, it actually ran up today a bit. We're at 31.44 right now, I think.
31.44? 31.40,
call it. Okay, 31.40. And last week when we opened up, we told you the reasons why we were optimistic about ETH. And let's see where we were a week ago. A week ago, ETH was at, well, let me pull it up.
On the 8th.
I had it all screenshot, but you know. We don't go off that. So it was at 25.91 last Tuesday, right? And this was at 6 o'clock.
I see a little bit lower too.
Right. So we hit 31.52 just a little bit ago.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So we're up over 20% in just a week. Just a week. And since June, so here's also the big thing I want y'all to know. We did a show on April 8th when everyone was scared and they're afraid that the markets were going south and we were bottoming out and everyone had fear, right? And so when you go through a lot of cycles in financial markets, you understand what cause and effect is and what happens to the market and what causes it to rally back and how emotion and psychology plays into all types of markets, right? So April 8th was our bottom. And on that show, if you go back and listen to our show on April 8th, we talked about historically where people made their greatest wealth. And they make their greatest wealth when people are scared. And if you have small amounts of money, when people are scared, that's usually the best time to invest, right? We're not telling you to throw your whole entire life savings. We're not telling you to skip your mortgage payments. We're not telling you to do anything like that. Like, to $100, right? $10 to $100. Okay. Just to see how the markets are. If you're new to some type of investing, you never want to throw big chunks of money. You always want to do small amounts of money just to watch the markets, get familiar with it, and then see if you're interested. It could be in the Dow. It can be in S&P, it can be NASDAQ, a certain stock, investing in houses, investing in crypto. But on April 8th, we had bottomed out. Like, that was basically one of our lowest points. And that was all due to the fear of tariffs, right? And tariffs, as we explained before, was kind of like ask for a lot and then renegotiate to the best point. But people anticipate if tariffs were going to stay at 100% tariff forever, then it would affect the markets and we would have high inflation. Of course, that's what would happen. But if you understand bargaining power and negotiating power, you knew that somebody goes in for a big ask and settles for what they want. Now, if we went back to April 8th when we told you all, you know, this is just what happens with emotion and sentiment and psychology in the market. And if you get scared and you sell off, you're going to be selling off at the bottom. But if you buy in small amounts, the most wealth is made from those points of time. We bottomed out at 1386 back on April 8th. We've gone up 225%.
That's it's
as it, of today.
You don't see that anywhere but crypto right now.
225% on ETH since April 8th. That's only been 3 months.
And not financial advice, do your own research. But we told everybody.
So, like, even if you invested like $100, your $100 would be worth like $225 now.
You don't see that anywhere. And
that's just ETH. That's not even meme coins, or that's not even all coins. Like, so the higher the risk, the higher reward, and the higher the fluctuations, of course, you're going to have big range trading. And we've had a lot of range trading. And we've been doing a lot of data and analytics in the last, 3 months, probably even more so than we normally do. So the whole reason I got into crypto and meme coins and investing is I was day trading before, so I'm big on data and analytics. And there's always patterns. There's always something that happens that, you know, like the past can usually predict the future. And if you see patterns in what happens, you can have an inkling to where the future is going to go, right? And we've noticed when there's range trading going on, which is our infamous Coke bottle, when there's range trading going on, we have a breakout in the market. We have...
Especially meme coins.
Yeah, and meme coins we've been having... We basically have portfolios. So on our bots, we screen down 25 to 50,000 tokens that launch a day. They used to be like 2,500. It's increased a lot. But we screen it down to 100, 200 tokens today. And we have over 3 years of data now, like 400 million points of data combined with AI. And we're able to take the data and then find like on what type of market cycles were most lucrative, on what type of tokens are most lucrative, which ones were highest risk, which one had the biggest range, what's usually predictive on when a token's going to break out, what's predictive on when a market's going to break out. And our biggest key factor has been range trading right before a breakout.
Yeah.
Which is our Coke bottle. And so our bots are able to pick this up. You would have to watch charts all day long on all markets to catch this. But because we have so much data, the bots picked it up. And we've applied it and we've noticed that the best ROIs, the best returns have been on markets with ETH range trading, which is basically a sideways moving chart.
Yeah, and then that's usually followed by a nice uptick in the market, which we've seen
which is happening right now.
As we speak.
But range trading, so when we're talking about it, is going in a certain range and we're in that range, and as soon as it like taps that range and it breaks out past its highest level on that range, it moves on to the next leg up. But we like range trading.
We love range trading.
So range trading, you can make money if... Okay, so hypothetically, we'll explain a little bit about range trading. Then we'll go why ETH is running right now and why crypto is optimistic and what's going on. But range trading is basically... So we explain it. If you have an asset and the asset is sitting like at $100. So we're just going like with some random asset. This is even what crypto is at right now. So you have a random asset at like $100 and it's ranging between 80 to 90, 80 to 90, 80 to 90, 80 to 90, right? So it has a range where the bottom price will tap 80 and then it'll go back up to 90 and it'll go to the bottom of 80 and then tap to 90 and go back. Once it breaks through that 90, it breaks out of its range and it's going to the next leg up. But if you have it going 80, 90, 80, 90, 80, 90 consistently, you can basically scalp it where you buy in at 80, you sell at 90, you buy in at 80, you sell at 90, you buy in at 80, you sell at 90. But as soon as it breaks through 90, it's going to go on its next leg up. Now, if it goes below its 80, then it's going to have its next bottom range, right? But we've been seeing the most momentum, and we call it a Coke bottle effect, when it's range trading sidewards, hitting that 80, 90 consistently. And it's basically taking the analogy, if you take a Coke bottle and put a Mentos in and you shake the Coke bottle, that's the range trade from 80 to 90, 80, 90. You shake it, shake it, shake it. and it gets that buildup inside the Coke bottle. Plus, it has that ignition factor of the Mentos. If y'all ever tried the little Mentos Coke bottle,
the trend.
What's that called? Yes,
I think it's a trend. Yeah,
experiment. And you don't even need to shake it for it to take that explosion, but you put it in there and it basically breaks out and Coke goes flying everywhere in a spout, which is, that's what you see on a chart. It breaks through that range trade of 80-90, 80-90, breaks through the 90 and goes up on an upward moment on a range trade. Well, ETH has been doing this. ETH has been going through its range trading. We talked about this last week. We had a breakout. We're up 20% in a week right now. 20%. Which is great. Like, okay, so most people will get a return on the stock market on a 5-year average of 12% annually. That's over a 1-year period that they'll get like an 8-12% return on their investment over an average of 5 years, because 1 year it may be down 8%, the next year it's up 20, and the next year it's at 8, right? Yep. So over a 5-year period, they'll get a 12% average. And so that's like taking $100 and making $12 on it a year. So you make, at the end of your year on the $100, you now have $112. Well, to get this and put this in perspective, in 1 week, if you invested $100 last Tuesday in ETH, you would have $120 in 1 week, 7 days, 1 week, not a year, 1 week. So, yes. Crypto, if you don't understand it, I know where people are coming from. If they don't understand it and they haven't been involved, it's a mystery. And yep. Whenever something is unknown and a mystery, people tend to, we call FUD it. They discount it. They don't understand it. They think it's magic money. They don't understand how it works. But if you've been trading on in it and you've been involved in it for long periods of time, you can see the pattern, see the history, see what it does and the benefits of it. And then look at all the institutional investors coming into crypto now. Like,
there's so many.
We have data on that too, don't we? Like how much money is being invested in crypto on institutional investors? This is banks. This is businesses.
Hedge funds, mutual funds,
people of wealth. Because crypto laws are becoming more favorable, it's being recognized in a different light. They're seeing the history on it. They see the appreciation on it. Yes, we do range drastically because whenever you have new technology, you're going to have wide ranges of trading because it's a higher risk, but it also has a higher potential for upside. So whenever you're trying anything new and you're just learning about it, so I said, put $10 in so you can watch what your $10 does over a long period of time. There's no emotion involved. It's your coffee money that you would have spent on Starbucks that day. You put $10 in, and then if you put $10 in last week, you would have $12 today.
$12 this week.
Right. Wow. So it's just so you can see how it goes up and down and ranges and what the cycles do and the charts do. But we're very optimistic right now.
Extremely.
So I don't know, Joseph, do you have those notes from when we looked at what type of money was going in from institutional, like how much they invested? I think we did a blog about it last week. And it would have changed, like the numbers would have even gone bigger.
Here we go. There's Color Technology Group secured $20 million. Of Bitcoin and Ethereum. There's other ones. And I have to go through all these. There's been so many.
Just name a few of them that we have on the blog that we did.
Chainlink has acquired now 60 billion in ETH assets.
Billion?
Billion.
With a B.
Billion with a B.
Okay, go.
Then we have Galaxy Digital Fund launches a $175 million initial fund on Ethereum network. Then we have, and the numbers are going to be consistent now, Japan's Meta Planet now has a 12,345 Bitcoin treasury. Wall Street buys $1 billion plus in Bitcoin.
They're doing stocks now for crypto. Yep,
exactly. Right. Chainlink has more. Sharplink bets with a $463 million Ethereum treasury play. And these are just a few.
So like on Bitcoin, I think this is stats for just today. The buy ratio is a 70% buy today. It's up 99.45% on the buy ratio. Wow. This is just on Bitcoin today. I believe it's today. These are the key stats. This is the source is Coinbase. So if you're in Coinbase, you can pull up your Bitcoin chart and it'll tell you the stats on it. And that's for one day. It has a 2.4 trillion market cap on Bitcoin. It's 65% of the crypto market. Now, if we go to ETH, let me see what ETH stats are today. ETH is running today. So we call running when it's on an upward movement, basically. ETH, I'm pulling up ETH on Coinbase. So I'm just getting this data from a reputable source. It's just, they have it for everybody. If you wanted to go look at it yourself, you can go into your Coinbase account if you're based on the States. If you go into your other CEX, if you're international, you can just go into your account and just look at it. And they usually have data and stats. So let's see. I'm looking on Insights. Here we go. So the market cap on Ethereum is $379 billion. And it's 10% of the crypto market. It's up 5% just today alone, 20%+ over the last 7 days. It has a 77% buy ratio. The volume is 38.9 billion in volume.
Oh my gosh.
Today. Yeah.
That's just today.
Yes.
Can you see within the past week as well? Because it wasn't in this past week, ETH was running really, really, really hard. Right, after LA Talk last week, we saw some major spikes in Ethereum.
So they might be giving me an overall because I have it on the day chart. And when I look at Insights, that's the data it's giving me. So it might be the key statistics.
Okay.
Because when I put in a week, that data didn't change, just the chart changed. So it's Insights. It has Bitcoin has a 2.4 trillion, 70% buy ratio, up 99.545%. Can't talk. And then, yeah, and we also have the data that the crypto is at, what was it, an 18.4 trillion market?
$18.4 trillion market, yeah.
Right. And meme coins alone is a $450 billion market.
Yeah, I think that's
correct. That's on meme coins. So there's different levels of crypto for people who are new to it. The first one is BTC, which is the main crypto. And right now it's at 117,894. And Ethereum is like the second one. And ETH is right now at 3143.80. It hit 3152 today.
Let's go.
The all-time high was 4600. So we still have room before we hit the all-time high. Bitcoin has hit its all-time high like 5 or 6 times just in the last couple of weeks. It kept getting new all-time highs. Ethereum still has about 1,500 more to move. That's like another 50% up to hit its all-time high. And if it breaks its all-time high, Bitcoin broke its all-time high like 5 to 6 times. If it breaks its all-time high, it'll go above 4,600. Right now, it's at 3,145. So it still has 1,500 to move. So think about that.
There's a lot of room.
If you invest $10, it still can go up to 15 before it even hits its all-time high.
This is why we love Ethereum. It's more volatile, but there's so much more room for growth than Bitcoin.
And it also has a lot. I mean, think about it. If Ethereum hit Bitcoin's all-time high of 120, it would have a
What?
40x multiplier.
That's po it's possible. You really don't
Right?
know with crypto, but because Ethereum is being seen more and more as the smart layer for cryptocurrency, and
It
we're
has
all
more use
businesses.
cases on it too. You can
Exactly.
use it for more things. Bitcoin's kind of like just the piece of gold, and Ethereum is like the current, well, I shouldn't say currency. Ethereum is like the,
Call
I
it,
don't know, how would you explain it?
I'd
It's
say
like the
Ethereum is like,
diamonds.
yeah, exactly. I'd say
Like
it's
not as
like,
many people ha collect diamonds.
I'll pick up. Not as many people collect diamonds, but they have more use cases. People put diamonds in jewelry. People put diamonds anywhere. You'll see diamond watches. You'll see diamond earrings. There's lots of use cases for it, and there's gold, and it's like most people have it as just a store of value. And Ethereum is has the use cases. It has the capability to become different things. You can use diamonds and drills. You can do whatever you want, and that's just one of the upsides of Ethereum, where it's being seen more and more as the technology layer, where now more Web2 businesses and banks and these hedge funds are seeing it as a means for people to invest into, and for smart chain, we call it transaction tracking, and it's being used more and more for that as banks and businesses see it more as an asset and as a real game changer for cryptocurrency and for the future of technology and tracking. So we see that a lot more as well with Ethereum. And I think Ethereum, from more of a perspective that we've had in the past, has been the more volatile. So we've seen more of the ups and downs. And then, hey, Elizabeth, are you back up here?
I'm back. Yes, I'm traveling again. And my Wi-Fi decided to, right when I spoke about diamonds. So there's a lot of room for ETH to move. Like that's why we like ETH a lot, because we utilize ETH in a lot of different things. We use it on trading, we use it on buying and selling meme coins. People use it to buy digital assets with. They use it to buy and sell NFTs. People use ETH to purchase goods and services. So there's a lot of use cases. Plus, the devs can use smart contracts and write smart contracts on it. So ETH has a lot of use cases, and a lot of people don't know that much about it. They just like if you First time you ever hear about crypto, you would hear about the main one, right? You hear about Bitcoin. But a lot of institutional investors are going into Ethereum now too because it's so undervalued. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. These are my own personal thoughts and beliefs, but I see so much more value in Ethereum because there's so many more use cases for it. It's undervalued. If BTC has hit its all-time high multiple times, like six or seven times just in the last couple of weeks. Ethereum still hasn't gotten it back to its all-time high, so it has that much more room to go.
It's got
And
it. Like I said, another 50% to go just to reach its all-time high. And
right.
if we're going to Bitcoin standards, it's got another 50x to go, 40, 50x to go.
Right, and if it catches up to Bitcoin, it can go up another 40x. Just going back to where Bitcoin is right now. And by then, Bitcoin probably would have gone up leaps and bounds by then too. And we're hovering at 3152 right now. So our all-time high was 46. We have 1500 more, and went up 20% in the last 7 days. 20% in the last 7 days. And institutionals are buying ETH and putting it as their reserves for their
And they're also,
portfolios, right? And
yeah,
for
and
mutual funds and banks and institutions and companies, they're putting it in as reserves and they're hedging inflation with it too. That's the other thing that came out. CPI came out today too. But even with CPI coming out today at a higher than projected,
the Dow was down, but ETH was up 5%.
It's your way to hedge the markets. And we've seen it over and over again. When people are a little bit scared in any market, we've seen more and more people turn to cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum. Ethereum primarily, we've seen a lot more movement in these, we'll call it down cycles in the regular market. So in the Dow, we've seen so much. And Elizabeth, while you were gone, I mentioned that more and more of these institutional businesses are getting into the blockchain tracking on Ethereum with the transactions. They don't show that on Bitcoin, but you can see, and they're tracking all your transactions and all that stuff on the blockchain. Because we we're really pretty technical, so we use a thing called Etherscan a lot to track transactions, and that's what most of these businesses are doing now. And it's a way for them to see all your transactions.
We are able to watch
the
institutions buy into ETH and buy into BTC, and so we know that they're hedging their positions and they're using it for appreciation and they're using it to increase their portfolio value. So just think about it. If in a week they had bought in last week, their portfolios would be up 20% right now. But let's talk about the big news on what's also making the market rally this week too.
Yes.
We have three big things that have happened, that are actually going to happen. We have three things favorable towards crypto. So investors that are into crypto, three things are happening this week, and let me get those for you. No, we wrote them down. I just want to explain a little bit more about it so you guys understand why they're important and why they're valuable and what is influencing the crypto market this week too. So we have So we have the Genius Act. So that's a stable coin playbook. Basically, it's all about stable coins. So stable coins are BTC and ETH, right?
Yep.
The Genius Act lays out clear rules. This is the US that's doing this. So it lays out clear rules, protections for companies issuing stablecoins like USDC or USDT. So it defines who can issue them, what reserves they need to hold them, how they're audited, and how to make sure they're safe and fully backed. So there's like Tether, DAI, USD, USDC, USDT right now, but they're saying that other people can issue stable coins, and then there's the requirements and restrictions that they have to do to make sure that they're compliant, and that's part of the Genius Act. And so that's more people will issue their own form of a stable coin based on that. So why does this matter? Because for years, stable coins have been kind of no regulations, but now they're going to have clear rules and integrate it into payment systems. So instead of having to use your ATM and go buy something with cash, you'll be able to buy it with a stable coin with crypto. It gives that flexibility. And that's happening this week. They're voting on that. The other thing that's happening is called the Clarity Act. So it defines what a digital asset is. It answers the crypto question, basically. When is a token a security and when is it a commodity? So right now, projects and exchanges operate under constant unknown with regulations because of SEC and CFTC, which in the past 2 to 3 years, they've gone and tried to sue different tokens like XRP and Algo and those because they're deeming it, quote unquote, as a security. But the terminology is that crypto and digital assets are not securities. And so they're not regulated by the SEC. They're considered like digital assets. And we have the terminology based on what the IRS says it is, what the SEC says it is, what the Fed says it is, and also what the government does. And so based off of what it's being regulated as is how you would pay taxes on it and how you'd be able to spend it and whose governing bylaws would regulate it. Since it's internationally based, it's a form of, I don't want to say currency, but it's a currency that can be utilized anywhere in the world. Anybody can buy and sell it. And wherever your home base is on your taxes will have the guidelines on what they deem crypto is. So this is one of the regulations that are coming out to define it, but it's favorable for crypto. Both of these are favorable for people involved in crypto. The other one is the anti-CBDC, can't talk, anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act. So it's an anti-central bank digital currency. So it's saying that no Federal Reserve issue digital dollar. Can't forget it. I just give up. I cannot talk today. I have not had enough water. I've been in the heat too long. So no Federal Reserve issued digital dollar, no government controlled programmable money, no quote unquote spy coin tracking your purchases. And why? Because a lot of lawmakers and citizens fear that like a US CBDC could give the government too much control over financial privacy. And the whole reason that crypto was built was to decentralize so that people have the freedom of how they buy and sell their investments, their assets, their digital currency, how they buy and sell their goods. So these three bills, the Genius Act, Clarity Act, and Anti-CBDC Act, tongue twister, together create the most pro-crypto legislative push the U.S. has ever seen. And they're all happening this week.
Let's go crypto. Let's go crypto.
So that's why we're up 5% today. That's why we're up 20% in the last 7 days. The Fed is meeting the end of this month. The CPI and PPI is coming out this week. We don't have crazy inflation. We're only up like a 0.2%, I think it was. That's not bad at all. But hypothetically, we may or may not have a rate cut. We're supposed to do a half rate cut for this year. There have not been a single rate cut because they kept saying that tariffs were going to cause inflation, which they have not. And so there's still optimism. The Fed meets the end of July. We always have a rally 2 weeks around before the Fed meets. And it's optimistic, even if the Fed does not cut rates in July, there's a potential that they'll cut rates in September, which will make the economy stronger, better, and greater. We have crypto laws that are coming into effect this week that's favorable for crypto, favorable for investing, that would cause the market to rally. So there's a lot of catalysts. There's a lot of Coke bottle shaking going on right now. Again, do your research, not financial advice. I'm very optimistic. Even when we range trade, I'm happy. Like, y'all are going, oh no, ETH is down. Oh no, ETH is up. Oh no, ETH is down. Oh no, ETH is up. That makes me happy because I know that it's about ready to do a breakout. So everyone else is like going, it's up, it's down, it's up, down. It's range trading. That's what it's doing. When it's range trading, tokens are up. When it's range trading, we're going to about ready to do a breakout. When it's range trading, people can snipe the chart. When it's range trading, there's lots of opportunity. And so I'm perfectly happy when we're in a range and it's going sideways moving because it's optimism for me. And then we usually end up having our breakout. So we've compiled all the data and it supports all of this information, these claims. Again, it's past results are not indicative of future results, but if you look at historicals and you go off of data and information and you take emotion and psych out of the game and use logic and you're able to use an even keel and just trade with $10, you know, and just check it out and see what it does. You'll see what we see too. We just have more data to back and support it, but yeah.
Our data, we like we said, we've been collecting data for how many years now? And all of our data, it keeps adding up and stacking and stacking and stacking. And with AI too, which has been helping us significantly.
Yeah, that's the best part about it. So like I was telling our holders today too, that we have so much data. If you have 25 to 50,000 tokens coming in a day, that's a lot of data, right? And so we're able to read the smart contracts, and then we're able to find similarities in smart contracts, where if a human had to screen 25 to 50,000 tokens a day, you'd have to be watching 25 to 50,000 charts, looking at the analytics, looking at the data, read the smart contract, take your human brain and make a decision on executing and buying a trade, where you're going to have all that lag time plus all that research just to find the tokens. Our bots that are combined with AI scan all of these tokens, narrow it down to 100 to 200 of the highest probability, and then Dragon executes the trade and buys it for you within milliseconds instead of a lag time of other snipers who have to put in the contract address, and you're delayed 15, 40 seconds to 90 seconds to execute and buy it because you had to get the token, find the contract address, put it into the sniper, execute it, and then put it in. By that time, you've already lost 15 to 90 seconds, where ours catches the contract address and executes it within milliseconds. So that makes a difference of getting a token at a low market cap of like 6K to getting into a token that's already ran, it's already at 150K. You've already caught like a 20X before somebody else can pull that data, that information, analyze it, put it in the contract, and then buy it. So that's the best part about Dragon, is all these things are combined with AI. So the screening process is able to find them within milliseconds, execute it, and you're probably already out of the trade in profit before somebody else already decided just to buy it.
That's the best part. Right. That's the best part.
So it combines all the system and strategy, all the data, all the trading, all the back knowledge, and combines it with AI to make an informed decision using like 85 different indicators and variables, 400 points of data, 400 million points of data, scanning 50,000 tokens down to 100 to 200. And then our technology just gets better and better because we have more data and we're able to find similarities in the ones on a slow market, on an up market, on a range trading, when ETH is up, when ETH is down, when ETH is moving sideways. We're able to collect the data and then come up with decisions based off of that too. So, and then input it into AI, and then AI will execute based on what the market's doing too. So it's not just if a token's good or bad, it's also like, what's the market doing? If there's volume, what type of a cycle we're in, if it's up, if it's down, like there's so many different variables, and it combines all of that and makes the decision within milliseconds and then executes the trade. So it's fun.
It's a lot of
we're
fun.
Like data nerds right now. We're just like, we look at the data and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. You do not understand. Like I look at the data and it confirms all of the things that intuitively based on trading that I knew would happen. But then the data confirms it. I'm like, look at those numbers. Look at that. Like if you, and I'm an numbers person. And I'm a probability, and I go for the best odds and the best system and the best strategy. And based off of all this, it's just, it's mind-blowing. It's exciting. It's so much fun. So big week this week, big things going on in crypto, big things going on in digital assets and investing, AI, like we haven't even like scraped the surface of AI on top of all.
No,
of
we
this.
Haven't. We
have. And we have like over 300 plus like AI platforms and bots built out now. And we have full movie scenarios going on with our AI and voices and songs and music. And like, that's the creative part of it. And you'll see that in our marketing campaign. So when you start seeing dragons everywhere and you see like baby dragons dancing or people at pool parties on floaties or you see dragons flying through the sky or dragons dancing with a bull, that's our campaign right now. And that's our fun part of AI. So that's the best part of all of this, is there's so many different things that you can do, such a wide range, so much flexibility, that you can use your creative brain or your logical brain or build out anything with AI. And all this tech that we've been working on, like I've been in AI since I think 2019 now, it's just grown exponentially in leaps and bounds, and so much potential. And every time we get new data, because it cleans it up and it magnifies on itself and gets better and better and better, you can just see how much it's changed and grown since we started.
We love it, and we look at it every day, and it just gets better. And for most people, it's the opposite, where you look at something every day, you're like, oh, I get sick of it. Oh no. But we look at AI and we look at results, and we're just like, oh my God, we need more. So that's the data nerd in us coming out.
It's so much fun. Yeah, it's been a blast. It's like so much fun, and I can't wait till everyone's trying it. Like, my main goal is people learn how to invest. People learn how to do things that they have a passion for. People step out of their comfort zone and try something new. And not risk everything, just start with baby steps. That's all it takes, right? I had a lot of mentors when I was building out businesses, and before I even graduated high school, I had a lot of mentors that would teach me, the best thing for you to do on anything is, like, yes, you have big dreams and visions and goals, but the best thing to do is to start with one baby step a day, working towards whatever goal you have. And if you want to become like a CEO, like of Tesla, and you wanted to be, that's like your ultimate goal, you take one small baby step today to get that to your goal. And if you just step out of your comfort zone on something that you have a passion for, or you want to learn about or invest or anything that you want to do, just today, make that decision to try one step, one baby step, which is
toe in the pool, right?
Right. If you're going to invest $10, baby step. If you want to learn how to cook, go to the grocery store and get some fresh ingredients and start one dish today. If you want to learn how to play an instrument, go sign up for a lesson. If you want to learn how to swim, go put your toe in the pool. If you want to work out and change your habits and change your diet, just put on your sweats, show up to the gym. It's just one little baby step to get you to where you want to be. If you want to travel, you don't have to go fly over to Europe today. You know, you don't have to take a big step. Go take a road trip to something local. If you're in California, go to San Diego, drive an hour and go to San Diego. Step out of your comfort zone and try one small thing, and then work your way up to where you want to be. But always have that end goal in sight. And taking that little tiny step will get you to that end goal, because you see the big vision, and sometimes it's overwhelming, but just taking one step a day will get you to that end goal. So if you're curious about crypto, set up a CB account, set up a CEX account, like buy your first $10 in ETH, and it may go up and down and up and down, but it's $10. So it's money that you would have spent on a piece of pizza, you would have like bought a soda with, you would have stuck it in your drawer, it would have been your cup of coffee. So you can't be emotional on something that you still have an asset of. The coffee, once you drink it, you don't have that coffee anymore. You may have the cup. So, but if you invest $10, I mean, think of the story of the, I don't know, we don't know who it is officially yet, but we talked about last week, somebody had bought 200,000 Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That's worth like $8 billion. And they just opened their wallet 14 years later. And they're worth $8 billion. And they took a leap of faith 14 years ago and decided to invest in something that was high risk back then. now we have regulations, we have industry involved, we have top leaders investing in it, we have institutions investing in it, we have regulations, we have new tax laws coming out, we have new laws coming out this week. The tax laws aren't, but the other laws are. There's so much more stability in these markets, even though it's like a high risk, high reward and still volatile. Nothing like it was 14 years ago. They took a leap of faith 14 years ago and are now worth $8 billion. We're still in the infancy of technology. We're still in the infancy of AI and in crypto. Even though it may seem like you missed the boat and everyone's already in it, there's so much more room to grow that you could buy $10 because you heard us on the air. You put $10 in ETH. And 14 years later, you may look at your wallet and may have a surprise. I'm not going to say what the surprise will be. That's up to you. but it was something that you would have spent on a coffee, and now you tried something out. If you decide to travel and you go to San Diego next week, that's the start of your journey. You may look back and go, that was the beginning of my journey. So hopefully this inspires you. We're informing, we're giving knowledge, we're giving data, information. But the goal is if you have a passion, we want a way to make it easier for anybody to pursue their passion and do what they love to do and explore and try things out. And then find what you love and continue pursuing that. Some things may fall off, some things may stick, but it'll change you of who you are. It'll change who you become, and it'll also affect the people around you, and hopefully you inspire them too. We want to be that pebble in the pond. We want to be the starting point to ignite and make people excited, but we're very passionate on what we do and we love to do, and hopefully we're sharing that knowledge with you too so you can go out and find what you love to do and explore your passions too. And I'm again, in another beautiful location, looking at beautiful blue water again, because that's one of my favorite passions that I like to do, that it's kind of like my reward for working so hard all the time. But that inspires me. And so hopefully it inspires you too.
Yes. And we've shared stories of people stepping out of their comfort zone and doing things like Phoenix, for example, probably the one that we talked about the most, quit his job, bought a sailboat and sailed across the ocean to Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah, from Oregon, right? And that was May 1st, and that just happened. So go out and pursue your passion. But think of things that you love and that you want to do and write it down and try one thing out, take a baby step. And hopefully we inspire you to buy $10 worth of ETH, and maybe it'll be life-changing for you. Maybe you'll find something out of it. If not, try something else. But we'll be here next Tuesday, and hopefully with even more optimistic news. Again, this is always for do your own research, not financial advice. It's for educational purposes only. We hope to share a lot of knowledge for you and have even better news every week. And we look forward to these range trades on ETH. We look forward to these range trades on BTC because it's optimism for us. And when we have these breakouts like today, hopefully we're able to celebrate with all of you. If you guys got in on April 8th or you got in last week, you're up. So
let's go.
Go ETH.
We're let's up.
Go ETH. So go have a ETH. Have an amazing week and Taco Tuesday.
Had to get it in at the end.
And we'll see you all next week.
Bye, everyone. Have an amazing week.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.